This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta Astars. Whether with pen or camera in hand, Caitlin Lemoyne-Martin has an eye for the world as it is. She's not good at editing out the wrinkles and shadows on faces, and she doesn't want to be. The young artist finds beauty in the real, not plastic imitation. We begin our conversation with Caitlin reading her poem, The First Time I Loved a Tornado.
The first time I loved a tornado. Of course she talked incessantly. I loved the wind within her and mistook her noise moving across me to mean I was with her. Does chaos have a home? Does a shipwreck know it's sunk? I assume an order to her tunnel, a logic to the path her breath follows. I should have guessed from the hummingbirds which fell from her dress, 1, 2, 3, 4, that she wanted love. I should have known, based on her inability to be alone, that she'd suck me right up into the middle of her, twist me tight until my bones popped like soda pop lids. Like a shoe hitting pavement, like rain on anything man-made. The trees lost their fingers, the street signs wind-chimed themselves without strings, slapping each other down the block like keys on a janitor ring. Pop quiz, sharks don't circle to attack, they're trying to see an object clearly. How to see anything when spinning at 300 miles per hour. She hummed counterclockwise, pulling us toward the earth. I forgot my name in the hinge of her hip, tore through the whole city before I dropped out dirty and new and thirsty.
Caitlin, do you think of yourself as a poet first or a photographer, or are they hand in hand?
Definitely a poet writer first before photography, because I've been doing poetry. I've been writing poetry since fifth grade.
Oh, okay.
And I've only been doing photography in a serious capacity since about 2011.
Anything in the works for publication?
There's always a manuscript. I have two forthcoming poems that are coming out. One is coming out in Third Coast. And
nice.
The other one is, I can't remember off the top of my head currently.
I was thinking books, though.
I'm working on a poetry manuscript, and I just completed a book of fiction, actually.
Really?
Last year, yeah.
Oh, okay. And here I was thinking poet.
Yeah.
Tell a little more about the fiction thing.
Well, I don't want to give away too much, but it's young adult genre.
Okay.
And it's actually, I don't write fiction. Generally, like, I don't think of myself as a fiction writer, but I had this story come to me about 5 years ago, and I think last March I decided, like, well, are you going to write it or not? And I decided to write it, and I finished the first draft in December.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
That first draft.
Yeah, it's like 87,000 words.
Yeah, that first draft is hard. I'm still getting beat up by mine. You know, just
yeah.
I keep going back and editing, and I can't.
You can always find something to edit.
Always. Oh, so we're not getting a hint what it's about.
No. Very tight-lipped about it.
Oh, boy. All right. I've got to think your family had an influence, surely, on your artistic endeavors, more than one. Although when I read your bio, it's interesting that you say you were raised by a community of writers.
My mom, Gail Martin, is a poet. I also grew up three houses away from Susan Ramsey and right around the block from Donna Eflund. And I took intermediate poetry workshop with Dice Seuss when I was in high school.
You're not kidding, a community of poets. Wow.
Yeah. Well, and my high school English teacher, Tisha Pankop, was hugely instrumental in helping me fall in love with poetry and writing in general.
This is ArtBeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. Martin talks about what art should and should not be.
I think it's just important to remember that art is not an empty category. There's been a lot of things that I've caught in conversation about art being used as resistance to fascism, or art is the savior, you know, or whatever. And that always gives me pause, because the aesthetic is also how fascism can take root, you know, in mm-hmm. the stereotypes and caricatures that we create about each other. I never want to put art on a pedestal, I guess, is something that I keep in mind, because images and poems can be used to uplift, and they can also be used to degrade and dehumanize.
So when did photography come in?
So I was living on the Texas-Mexican border in...
Ooh, we could talk about that.
We could. I moved down there in 2010, came home in 2012. I was actually working for the Texas Poet Laureate at the time, Jan Seal, and I was taking classes at Pan Am and trying to figure out other sources of income, and I was speaking with a woman who named Linda, who said, like, you're... images are great. Like, have you thought about, you know, creating a business or going, being more serious and intentional about your photography? And, you know, my initial response was no. I had taken a class actually in 2009, I believe, at the KIA, where you had to have a DSLR camera. And so I went out and bought one. And
they're not cheap. That's
no, no. It was
itself.
Actually like the first real tax return I ever had. So I got an unexpected amount of money back from the government. Ah. And so I went out and bought an expensive camera.
Well, I wonder then how you think about technology and photography. I enjoy photography, too. And I find that over the recent years, and very quickly, the changes are coming on each other. Technology has really made a difference in how photography is done. And I think it's opened the door for more photographers. And I wonder your perspective on this. It affects the photography, people using filters and photoshopping.
Oh, yeah.
And that kind
oh,
of
yeah.
a thing. What are your thoughts on all
yeah,
that?
Yeah, you know, I wish that I had been trained in film, because I feel like, and maybe this is a false perception on my part, but I feel like people who are trained in film have a more in-depth, comprehensive understanding of the basics of photography and an appreciation for more of the art side of it as opposed to the commercial side. Mm-hmm. I feel like digital photography is really steeped in commercialization, and that was one of the things that I first bumped into when I was in the Valley, was the Rio Grande Valley was where I lived, was a lot of the photographers that I was sort of looking at who were working there, it was really heavily photoshopped work. And
yeah.
that has never appealed to me as an aesthetic. And so the niche that I sort of carved for myself was, you're going to look like how you look. When I take your photo, you're not going to look plastic or like you're not a person or something. One, because I don't have those Photoshop skills, but two, I don't want to sit on my computer editing for hours and days, or, you know, however long that takes to create an image that looks like it belongs in a magazine.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with photographer and poet Caitlin Lemoyne-Martin. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.